visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you guys are 1-3, only win coming last week against Central Heights, falling to West Franklin and Iola as well. And then the season opener, that high-scoring game with you guys in Chase County. But do you see some things that are positive for your basketball team here in the first four games?
Yeah, I mean, you take a few positive moments that you have, and you try to build on those. And you know, at times we're defending. We'll have a possession or two where we defend very, very well, and we do very well. But then we'll have two or three straight possessions where we just have breakdowns and can't get a stop and can't rebound and those types of things. But you know, you look at your game film, and after four games, you're kind of starting to develop your habits of what you're going to be for a while. It's, you know, you look at your stat sheet. If a kid's averaging 6 points a game, you know, he's kind of set that in. That's kind of who he is right now. So, you know, we're trying to break things down and simplify the game as much as we can for our kids. And we are a young team. I as young as I have ever been. There was a stretch against West Franklin on Friday where I had three freshmen and a junior who, this is his first time to ever get to play varsity minutes in basketball, and then a senior on the floor all at the same time. And, you know, to be flat honest with you, they played as well as the upperclassmen that I was playing before. So we're getting a lot of experience in. We're trying to figure out how to gel and how to find the best kids that are going to give us a chance to win. And it's kind of a process, and we're in the beginning stages of that. You know, one of the big things that we're struggling with right now is we just have a big injury bug going on in Osage City in general. I mean, we've got kids hurt that are out for significant minutes. We're missing a player. His name's Reed Silver, who we kind of counted on him being one of our top three players, and he broke his collarbone in football, and he's out at least until Christmas. So we're hoping to get him back after Christmas. And you know, and when you're in a small school, one player makes sometimes all the difference in the world, and we're definitely hoping that is the case. And he's chomping at the bit. He's begging his parents if he can play. He's begging me if I can play, and he just has to be patient and wait this thing out and let his body heal. But, you know, I think when we get him back and maybe some of the experience these other kids are getting right now, maybe we can start gelling a little bit after Christmas.
So do you feel like this week you have a couple of games this week to learn some things, and then, of course, with the holiday break coming up, probably a good time to get healthy here and getting to learn some things as well.
Yeah, and you know, we're behind. I'm not gonna lie, we are behind. It's our football team played pretty far into the playoffs, so we let our football players have a day off. I think it was 2 days off at the beginning of the year, so we got started a couple days late and kind of got in the flow. And I think our kids were still in football mode there for the first week, maybe even 2 weeks, and it took us a while to kind of get into the flow of basketball. There's things that we normally would cover and be working on in practice right now that we haven't got to. You know, a simple drill in basketball is called shell drill on defense, and we are just in like the very beginning phases of that, where we jump to the ball and give early help and quick recovery and those types of things. You know, as you build on that, you're starting to get more advanced, and you're getting different types of movements, different types of screens, and you can work on those things. And we just haven't gotten to that part yet. You know, you have to be able to do the foundation before you can start really working on the important bits and pieces. And we just haven't developed that foundation of fundamentals yet. And, you know, this week and then over the holiday practices, and hopefully getting Reed back and getting some different kids to move into some different positions when Reed gets here, that's going to help us out a lot. So it's just a learning curve, and it's a process. And, you know, we were 7-14 last year, and we're coming back. We've got some of the same kids back, but we've got a whole slew of freshmen, and I really like our freshmen. They really are good at listening and learning, and they're good athletes and they're great basketball players, but they're freshmen. They're freshmen going against juniors and seniors, and they're just not quite ready yet physically. And it'll take some time to develop that.
Visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, this week you have Mission Valley and Wabunsee, and then when you come back from the holiday break, you'll have West Franklin again, and then Council Grove. Council Grove looking good under Coach Hula so far. You'll see West Franklin a second time. Wabunsee, a newbie to the Flint Hills League, and Mission Valley has always been a consistent boys program in the league.
Yeah. These next 2 weeks, I mean, we'll worry about after Christmas. But we have, you know, Mission Valley tomorrow, and their coach, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. He's been there for quite a while, and they do a very good job up there. And Wabunsee is new to our league. It'll be fun to have them back. I miss Wabunsee, as some people may recall. I'm old enough to remember this, but you know, we used to be a member of the Mideast League, and Wabunsee was in that league, and we used to play them all the time. We used to play them back before they had this new gym. We used to go into their old gym and had some battles back in the day, and I look forward to reliving and rebuilding that rivalry again, because, you know, they are a nice 2A program, and they've had a lot of success in the past, and it'll be fun to play those guys again.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Mission Valley, and best of luck on Friday with Wabunsee. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and best of luck in your first two games in January against West Franklin and Council Grove, and I'll talk to you again on January 13th.
That sounds great. Thanks, Dylan.
That is Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing. A Country 101.7 FM.